بارك الله فيك يا عمي الحبيب الغالي حفظك الله ورعاك. First thing, عمو, regarding the first masala that you mentioned, which is about praying Al-Eid in your homes out of the reason of this quarantine and isolation, are we allowed to pray Salat Al-Eid in that kind of situation with this way? The answer is, عمو, first thing, you must understand there's no one authentic dalil proof to us that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once prayed this kind of prayers alone as a singular in the houses or other than that. This kind of prayers, which means Eid prayers, khusuf wa kusuf prayers till the end, until Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah rahmahullah ta'ala said, he call it salawatul mashahid, the prayers of the congregations. Why he call it like that? Because it's been performed by this way always. You understand? So normally salatul Eid or salatul kusuf or salatul istisqa, the prayer of al-Eid, the prayer of the eclipse, the prayer of asking for the rain, always been performed in congregation form, never been performed as a singular prayer. So you understand, the houses or individuals as individual people or something like that, never happened. You understand? Because of this, we have a khilaf. To be performed by a different way is a sunnah or bid'ah, right or wrong. And you must understand, now I'm talking to you about the situation that there is no corona or whatever. No, in general. For example, someone missed Salatul Eid or feel tired to go to the musalla, so he prayed alone in the house. This hukm of this masala, allowed or not allowed? You understand? Same thing for the salah of the eclipse. He saw the eclipse, he stand and he prayed by himself in his house. Allowed or not allowed? Someone stand and he by himself go and he pray for asking for the rain because he feel a bit hot. It's possible or no? You understand? In the normal situation, it's a khilaf in between the ulama. You understand? And the Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah Ibn Qayyim, then Allah of ulama, they say this form is not exist. Means to pray this kind of prayer not in congregation. It's not exist. That's why it's muhdath. Bid'ah, la yajuz wa la yanbaghi. You understand? How lots of ulama who they legalize it. The majority they don't have ulama who they legalize it. They say it's possible for the person who missed Salat to do qada by himself alone. You need to make it up as individually. You understand? And this and that. Ibn Hazm, he say it's allowed. Lots of ulama, they say not allowed. The mas'ala is still a khilaf in between them. The summary of this, we say to the people, better if you don't do it only by a different form than the form of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. Always they prayed in congregation, you prayed in congregation, and you must know it's fardu kifaya, it's not wajib. So better you prayed with the best way, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي, pray, hadith Malik ibn Huwayrith al-Bukhari, pray like how you see me praying. So we saw the Prophet pray this kind of prayers always is in congregation, we should follow him. So we grab the system of Shaykh Islam Taymiyyah rahmatullah ta'ala, but at the same time, doesn't mean if someone did it individually, he commit a bid'ah and his salah is not valid. But we tell him this is not the proper and the right way to perform that salah al Eid. You understand? So if you said to me, what's the connection between this answer and the question that I ask you is regarding the coronavirus and this quarantine and isolation, I will tell you, akhi, imagine this khilaf in between is regarding a normal situation. What about if you are in a necessary situation, like how your situation is? You understand? Because of the corona, because of whatever, it's more reasonable reason for you to perform it in individually way. You understand? That's why today Al-Lajna Al-Da'ima wa Hay'at Kibar Al-Ulama and others, they make the fatwa already, whoever been forced to perform Salatul Eid in his house, he can pray with his family. Together, they perform Salatul Eid, like how they perform the Qiyamul Layl, like how they perform the Qiyamul in Ramadan by themselves in their houses. Same thing, they do Salatul Eid. Al-Lajna Al-Da'ima, Hay'at Kibar Al-Ulama, today they make the fatwa, and it's very obvious, and you can refer to their website in all languages. Okay, but I'm telling you, what I do if I'm in quarantine, and what I ask all my students, my brothers, better for all of you to combine together even inside the houses. For example, the families, you and your brothers, 3, 4, 5 families together, they combine together and they pray Salatul Eid together. This is better. Why? Because actually this is the main purpose for Salatul Eid, for us to do shukr First thing to do, shukr to Allah Azza wa Jal. Thanks Him for the ni'mah that He gave us, and He grants us to finish Ramadan with the best way. So we وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So this is the first purpose, and we perform Salat al-Eid by that way, and that happy day, to complete the iddah, to complete the fasting of Ramadan, and to thanks Allah Azza wa Jal because He grant us this success by finishing Ramadan, and بِإِنِّ اللَّهِ accept from us our deeds. And so this is one of the main purpose for Salat al-Eid. The other purpose is to celebrate that day, to celebrate that day and finishing the ibadah of the fasting. Ya Allah, هكذا قال هي يوم أكل وفرح وذكر أي أكل وشرب وذكر لله تعالى. So we should be happy. So for sure, when we practice this kind of happiness, celebration, shukr, thanks Allah Azza wa Jal with congregation, will be more complete, will be more better. So I tell you, I'm more better. You take a middle path in between the opinions, and you combine with few brothers in your house or in their houses for sake of Salat al-Eid and for sake of the celebration of that day. You understand? But if you couldn't, because they restrict you too much until you cannot even leave your house to visit someone else, or someone else to visit you in that day, you can't follow the fatwa of Hay'at Kibar al-Ulama regarding praying as individually Salatul Eid. Barakallahu fiqh. This is the summary.